Newly released documents reveal that top officials are deeply concerned about the impact of COVID-19 on our school system. In briefing to ministers, the Education Ministry highlighted an urgent need for intervention to stop serious negative effects on student learning and the teacher workforce. These briefings led the government to announce a $43 million package in September for catch-up learning. Vaughan Quio is the principal of Papatoetoe High School and the president of the Secondary Principals Association, and he joins us now. Morena.
Morena, how are you?
Yes, I'm well, thank you. Thanks for coming on. So how disruptive has COVID been for Papatoetoe in particular, Vaughan?
Yeah, through this year, certainly the first half of the year, there was lots of disruption and disconnection in the learning process that kids were trying to engage in, whether that was them having COVID and having to isolate, family members having to isolate, or indeed upon their return, their teachers having to isolate. So disruption came at us from sort of all angles, not just about students being away, but about us being able to sort of provide a continuity of service. So it was pretty challenging, particularly that first two terms.
This $43 million package that was announced in September by the government, what have you received as part of that package, and has it worked or is working?
Yeah, so schools got an amount of money depending on their role size and the equity index number, so sort of based on need and size, and then have been able to deploy that funding to engage tutoring services, engage any sort of learning tool really that helps plug some of the gaps that may have been created over the last 2.5 years.
Is it doing its job?
Yeah, I think so. So at a school like mine, so my place, we've done a combination of things. You know, nothing brings students to after-school tutorials like food. So there's a bit of catering there. There's also paying for the tutors that we've used in an after-school way. And in our particular campus, what worked best is familiar faces. So we didn't outsource that to external agencies. We used people that we already knew, be them senior students who'd finished school or after school or whatever it may be, and also some software solutions. We've got a particular product that helps with revision and assessment for students, and we've sort of pushed that out a bit as well. So a sort of a kit of tools that help plug those gaps.
Kia ora for your time this morning. That is Vaughan Quio, principal of Papatoetoe High School.